This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Belarus border officials say Maria Kolesnikova, a leading member of Belarus's opposition, was detained early Tuesday while trying to cross into neighboring Ukraine. The official said Kolesnikova was traveling with two other opposition movement members, Anton Rodnenskov and Ivan Kravtsov, who both successfully entered Ukraine. The circumstances of how the group ended up at the border were not immediately clear. Deputy Ukrainian Interior Minister Anton Gerashchenko wrote on Facebook that what happened Tuesday was not a voluntary departure, but rather what he called a forced expulsion. Monday brought calls from Germany and Britain demanding Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko disclose Kolesnikova's location after reports she was seized by unidentified men in Minsk. Kolesnikova was the last of three women left inside Belarus who came together in the Opposition Coordination Council to try to defeat Lukashenko in an August 9th election. He was declared the winner, but opposition parties, along with the United States and the European Union, say the poll was rigged. Kolesnikova's ally, Olga Kovalkova, went to Poland on Saturday, saying authorities forced her out of the country. While Belarus's main opposition leader, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, has been in Lithuania with her children since the election for what she says is her own safety. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas has tweeted that the European Union is, this is a quote, working flat out on a sanctions package. If Lukashenko does not change course, we will respond. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We've also got news about the upcoming presidential election, and we have an easy-to-use app that you can download. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. has sanctioned two former Lebanese cabinet ministers for allegedly supporting Hezbollah in Lebanon. The sanctions are the latest in a series of U.S. moves against the Iran-supported Shiite group following a devastating explosion in Beirut last month. The U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement Tuesday that it has blacklisted former Lebanese Transportation Minister Yusuf Fenyanis and former Finance Minister Ali Hassan Khalil for allegedly providing material and financial support to Hezbollah and engaging in corruption. U.S. officials have warned recently the United States would impose more sanctions on allies of Hezbollah, which the United States considers a terrorist group. Two news outlets say two Myanmar soldiers have recounted gruesome details of the 2017 military campaign against Rohingya Muslims in northern Rakhine State that the United Nations has categorized as genocide. The New York Times and the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation report that the soldiers deserted the Myanmar army last month and spoke on camera in separate interviews about the crimes they witnessed and participated in. The soldiers said they carried out orders to shoot and kill every Rohingya Muslim they saw. They admitted to being present as their fellow soldiers raped young girls and women and took part in burning down entire villages. The campaign launched in response to a series of attacks carried out by Rohingya militants on security outposts across Rakhine State, triggered one of the largest refugee crises in recent history. More than 700,000 Rohingya villagers fled across the border into neighboring Bangladesh to live in cramped, squalid refugee camps where many remain. The recorded accounts, the first ever offered by Myanmar soldiers, matched descriptions provided to UN human rights investigators by dozens of witnesses. Both the Times and the CBC say the soldiers are now in custody at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Spain has become the first nation in Western Europe to exceed a 500,000 COVID-19 cases. The total number of cases around the world has surged to 27.3 million, including 893,000 deaths. Spain imposed one of the world's largest, strictest lockdowns at the peak of the pandemic in March, when the country's hospitals were overwhelmed with new coronavirus patients, and the number of fatalities exceeded more than 800 on a daily basis. The outbreak was eventually brought under control, but the number of new infections has steadily risen since the country began relaxing restrictions in July. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.